Do you want to talk about what just happened?
I don't know whether I can, because, well, it's difficult, you know, when you receive something and it just changes everything.
Dave just got some shocking news, and I've given him a hug already.
Yeah.
Dominic has said that he will help him, and we're going to try and find someone that Dave can speak to, and more importantly, how to address the problem, because it is a problem that has just arisen that he's found out about.
It's just, you know, as a being a parent is difficult, Dominic, as you know.
Sure.
Trying to teach them right from wrong all through their growing up. I mean, literally from birth all the way until they leave home.
Yeah.
Trying to instill those correct values and morals, and then certain things just happen that you can't legislate for.
Do you feel that... And I don't want to rub this in,
sure,
but I think it's good for other people to hear this.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you haven't done your job as a parent properly? Because this, which we're about to talk about, this is wrong. This should not happen.
It shouldn't happen. And the thing is, at whatever age, it's you try and do your best, but sometimes kids just fall into the wrong crowd, don't they? And they get influenced by the wrong thing.
Sorry, Dave.
Start doing stuff that you hope that they never would.
So you think she's been influenced?
I think that she has been influenced, and I think it's my job to try and, you know, change this and get her back on the straight and narrow.
We're doing this, by the way, and this is very painful for Dave, but we're going to do this to show any parents, because there are a lot of young parents listening to this show.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot of baby mamas and baby daddas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm relating to the kids.
Yeah.
The youth. Especially the young parents. This could happen to you with your child. And if it does happen, you're not on your own. It's happening to Dave, and we're going to deal with it.
These, I think, are the warning signs that all parents need to look out for.
This is your daughter, Nicole.
Okay, she's heavily influenced, and she's fallen into the wrong crowd.
Okay. Oh my call my friend Danny. And I said to him, Danny, we're like a
that's awful.
I'm afraid I am that wrong crowd.
That's just to clarify for those of you who didn't hear that properly, that's Dave's daughter singing Sac Noel.
And the even more worrying bit is that she actually does the Spanish bit.
Does he?
Yeah.
Hello, did he not hear that?
If we just listen to this again. This, as we said, parents, this is something that you need to watch out for. If your children start displaying any of these signs, then, you know, action needs to be taken.
Yeah. Oh, day. And my girl was playing Danny. And I said to him, Danny, we're like a little...
I've got to be honest, I'm not a parent myself. I don't think that Spanish is right either.
You know,
it's grammatically off. There's a little bit of Swahili in there. Yeah.
There's bits of it that sound a little bit like the Michael Jackson recording.
There's a little bit that sounds like she's talking backwards.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's been possessed. Yeah. But she has, to a certain extent, possessed
by Sac Noel.
By crap music.
How are you going to deal with this, Dave?
I don't know, you know.
Alan's there at the surgery, obviously.
I'm not going to help, I'm afraid.
No, you know how people text in every time you play it? They text in the word pap. Someone's texting baby pap.
Yeah.
Are then Nicole and I are going to be very good friends?
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm.
Well, don't worry.
Yeah.
We've already organised a trip down to HMV to get some...
Simple Minds album.
anything will be better. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Do we hear it one more time, just for...
Yeah.
I know this is comforting for many other parents.
Yeah, yeah. It's just... Okay.
Okay.
I think, you know, we can all... I think it's good to share. You know, when things are difficult, I think the best thing to do is to talk and share it with other people.
Oh, day.
That noise, by the way, is interference. That's your...
That's the authorities getting in touch.
Yeah, saying, listen, don't worry, we're sending someone around to help.
Sure.
Now, here's on a sideline question.
Mm-hmm.
If your daughter's still listening to the radio now, would this link not have freaked her out completely? Because now she's hearing herself singing to herself.
I know.
That's got to be a bit of a head.
Well, it's like when we're in the car and then she hears the trail for the show come on, which features me on the radio, yet I'm in front of her She's now gathered that that's now a recording, so she gets that bit.
Very nice.
I used to work on the radiator.
Did you?
In my house, yeah. That was my job. Daddy works on the radiator.
Somebody is.
I was called once the Chris Moyles Show. Yeah. That's what they thought my name was. Oh, look, it's the Chris Moyles Show.
Well, in many ways, you are the Chris Moyles Show. Well,
no, I'm not. I'm just, Dave, I'm merely a tiny little cog in the wheel. That's all it is.
Somebody has texted.
The biggest of the small cogs, but still.
Somebody has important and powerful cogs.
Texted in three words. Nicole, Pap, Ah. It's very nice.
Anyway, well, we'll work on that.
Mm.
Don't worry too much.
Don't worry, I'll fix it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
At 8:26 tomorrow on the show, the Chris Moyles Show meets One Direction. And-